pleased to be here on behalf of my colleagues in the injury surveillance programs at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. We were stimulated by public attention and Nancy Krieger's presentation last year at CSTE, as well as publications, to look at law enforcement-related injury and death in Massachusetts. Actually, Tennessee recently passed a law to do this, not exactly public health surveillance, but involving the health department. So we wanted to see what available data sets could tell us about this issue in Massachusetts. And we did an inventory of available and potentially available data sets and basically looked at deaths, our violent death reporting system data, as well as emergency department and hospital discharge data using the ICD, the appropriate ICD-10 codes and the ICD-9E codes, with all of the issues related to completeness, et cetera, but this was an exploration. And then did demographic analyses and looked at mechanisms of injuries and circumstances. And what we were able to develop was this sort of hierarchy of injury related to law enforcement associated injury and death on an annual basis in Massachusetts, and looking at death specifically over time, we saw an increase in the number of deaths, and we're concerned that maybe that was a result of more attention, better ascertainment, and looked at an independent data source, which was done by one of Nancy Krieger's graduate students, Justin Feldman, looking at LexisNexis and other media data sets to see if we were missing some cases. And indeed we were, but the general trend was increased. While at the same time, emergency department visits and hospitalizations were relatively flat. Now again, the numbers of deaths were relatively small in respect to these numbers. We were able to demonstrate significant racial and ethnic disparities with about a fourfold increase in emergency and hospital stays for black, non-Hispanic, and threefold in those for Hispanic. But with the deaths, only a twofold difference for Hispanic, but an eightfold difference for black, non-Hispanic. No surprise, the age groups were relatively young for the deaths, and the hospital stays were greater than 95% male, while the deaths were 95% male, while the hospitalization and emergency department visits were less predominantly male. Greater than 95% of the deaths were due to firearms, while the injuries related to hospital stays and the ED visits were often other mechanisms and blunt trauma, a manhandling. So we feel that legal intervention, deaths and injuries not only impact the individual suffering the injury and death, but also the family, the community, and the law enforcement officers involved. That significant racial and ethnic disparities exist, that the vast majority of the deaths were caused by firearms, and those racial and ethnic disparities in the deaths may be the difference between getting hit over the head and getting shot, as a matter of fact. And like other statistics that perhaps we should be routinely collecting these data for policy purposes, because nobody's really looking at this as a public health issue. There are a number of limitations in the surveillance data that I think everybody in this room can recognize. We're going to be looking at more timely systems. We're going to be looking at making these events reportable. We're going to look at the non-fatal injuries as well, with the intent of trying to develop interventions that might address the specific nature of these injuries and deaths, and work with stakeholders to move this work forward. Thank you.